Hi, Russ. How you doing? Yeah, we're here in Vermont. I guess we finally got through there. A little bit of trouble there.
Yeah, sorry about the connection difficulties. The internet has not been very friendly here at this hotel, but glad to have you on the line. And I was hoping you could tell our listeners, you know, what's been brewing down there in Vermont, because it's gone back and forth. We thought we'd get legalization. Now it looks like we won't. What's the latest?
We didn't. No, we did not get a bill for even decrim on two plants. They're leaving the laws exactly as they are as far as legalization goes. There were some adjustments made during the transportation committees, where they've actually made very bad penalties for people that are using any cannabis. 1.5 nanograms per milliliter is a DWI.
Wow.
So, and you combine that with alcohol, and your alcohol BAC goes from 0.08 to 0.05.
Wow.
Okay, so we've gone backwards into the stoned age.
So we're actually left with worse laws now than when we started this whole debacle?
Well, we have more restrictive laws that they're going to try and enforce on the road, which I think is going to be interesting, because as we know, the 1.5 nanograms per milliliter is not something that is supported by science at this time.
Yeah, 1.5 nanograms per milliliter is what I'm at after 3 days of abstinence. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, I had that in my fingernails a month later as a registered patient. And, of course, that makes it illegal for me to drive as of July 1, 2016 in the state of Vermont.
My goodness.
So any patient would have that issue if somebody pressed it. And that's going to be a major concern. But the way this whole thing went today in the last 2 days was we had an opportunity to get at least a bill through for home grow, even if it was just decrimmed, so it was fines. This was not optimal, but we thought if we could get anything out of this session, it would lead towards a better situation for cannabis consumers in Vermont. We also wanted to free up the access for people that are using it medicinally but cannot gain legal access through the current broken medical program. S214 did pass, and I can speak to that separately, but for the moment, to stay on path here, we started 2 days ago with the opportunity to get this home grow. We came very close to it. There were very loud and adamant people in there against any legalization, and we lost by 7 votes. It was 70 votes for, 77 against in the House in the final vote. One bright light in this is that we did not do the Ohio. We managed to kill the original bill, S-241, which the Vermont Senate had tried to reinsert into the criminal bill that had to be dissected in the last 2 days to go through this process. And that was voted down strongly. The House members seeing clearly that this was not the way for Vermont to go in the future when we do go to legalization and to retail. So this will now become an issue in the fall elections.
Okay. Now, you mentioned the other bill that got through. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, that's S-14. That was a medical bill. That will improve incrementally the lot of Vermont's medical patients, reducing the amount of time necessary for you to have a relationship with a doctor down to 90 days, with exceptions for patients who are already in the system. And for a doctor, for instance, can review medical records from another doctor from out of state, and that patient can get a card right away once the doctor signs to confirm the diagnosis, because it's not a recommendation. It's not a prescription here in Vermont. There's also added one acceptable condition in glaucoma, and as my ophthalmologist told me about a week ago, my glaucoma is going nowhere. It is indeed stable. So we've managed to get that through to them and get that one condition. But again, we have such a limited program that this still leaves many medical users unable to afford medicine and unable to get it in the legal system.
What a shame. And for a lot of people listening out there, they may not have recognized or realized that Vermont didn't have glaucoma in its original medical marijuana bill. It's one of the few states that doesn't recommend glaucoma. In fact, the federal government still gives weed to LV Musica every month for glaucoma. So this is good news.
It is excellent news for anyone with just glaucoma. I happen to have other issues, chronic pain, that have allowed me to qualify for a number of years. But as I pointed out multiple times in many situations with legislators and others, if I did not have that, my glaucoma certainly would have worsened over the last couple of years.
So,
and I'm a photographer. Nobody knows that I'm a photographer, so there you go. I got to be able to see the work even.
Yeah, good point.
It helps a little.
Now, what is the prognosis after this? I mean, there's going to be another session. There's going to be more push for this. I mean, what's the state of reform in Vermont after these bills?
We will get no action until 2017 when the legislature reconvenes. The laws will stay the same. You will be decrimmed for up to 1 ounce in your possession. Your cannabis will be taken, and you will be fined. Of course, that brought in about $140,000 to the state of Vermont's coffers last year. And, of course, the all-important dispensary income to the state is around between the patients buying cannabis, the licensing for the dispensaries, and other ancillary items brings into the state somewhere between $400,000 and $500,000 a year. So the state has successfully protected those two income streams.
My goodness. All right. Well, Fran Janik, I want to thank you for all the work you've been doing there at the Vermont Legislature. And if you've got any contacts or plugs you'd like to give out for people to get involved with this in Vermont, please give them now.
Well, we'd all like you to tell your legislators what you thought and vote in November. And Vermont Homegrown is our group still. We have a Facebook page, and we have a community's website that's accessible from there. You can listen to all the radio events that we've attended and we've spoken, just like here on Russ's show. So we appreciate you talking to your legislators if you live in Vermont, and we appreciate your support at Vermont Homegrown.
Thank you, Fran. Thank you for being a supporter of the show and for reporting in to us on what's going on there in the Green Mountain State. We really appreciate it.
Russ, thanks for all you do and for having us on board. Have a good evening.